Thursday, the 18th of February, Dalet Adar, Rav Shloime Eisenberger Shlita, Rav Lezer Telcher, and the Mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah.
First of all, I'd like to thank the Yitzchulitz and all the people who are misasik in this wonderful program to give me the opportunity to speak a few words about Rav Lezer Gordon, the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva, who was known as Rav Lezer Telzer. So Le'ilu Nishmasai, I'd like to say a few words, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliezer Ben Rav Avram Shmuel Zatzal. Rav Lezer was a person who was Sula Mutzav Archa V'Reishi Magi Ashamayma. And it's very hard, very difficult to speak about the Reish Magi Hashemayma, but we'll try a little bit to talk about the Sulamutz of Arza. He was a multifaceted person. He was a person who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a Masmid, a person who was Maimik, Omol Torah, a tremendous Baal Musa, who learned, he was a Talmud, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, and he instituted the yeshiva, from the first yeshivas that instituted a serious Musa Seder to learn Musa, with a Mashgiach in the yeshiva. He was known for his Avas HaTorah, to such a degree that when Reb Chaim Briska made a chasna for his son, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, so when all the Gedolim were there at the wedding, and Reb Lezer was there also, he was mechabed, Reb Lezer would see the Kedusha. They all asked him, why? There were so many Gedolim there, why did he pick Reb Lezer? And he said, because even though there might be others who are greater than him in learning, but there was no one like him in Avas HaTorah. And that's why he picked him as the Masada Kedusha. Wherever he went, he started a yeshiva. He felt it's very important. He was a Rav in Kelm. He started a yeshiva. And then he came to Telz. That was his last Rabbonus. And he started a yeshiva and was there for many years. He felt his whole Avodas HaKodesh was to instill in the Bochrim a gewaltige Geschmack in learning, gewaltige Avas HaTorah, Menschlichkeit, Musa, Midas Tovus. He wanted to produce an all-around Ben Torah to be able to go out into the world and withstand all the nisyonos of the world. There's a story that someone once, a Yid once came into a Svarim store. And he asked, he wants a fat sitter. Do you have a big fat sitter? So the Svarim came out and gave him a Zah sitter. And he said, it's not fat enough. So he went in the back, he found an old sitter with tinnis, with all of a fat sitter. And he said, oh, this is what I'm looking for. So the Moshe Svarim asked him, Reb Yid, you don't look like somebody who's such a big davener that you need such a big fat sitter. He said, I'll tell you the emes. He says, I'll tell you. Have 8 o'clock come to my house, and they tear out pages from the Svarim. He said, if I have a thin sitter, I'm left with the covers. But if I have a big fat sitter, epes v'gleiden, nachriash mash manesre. The Zelba Zachar Blazer, especially in his time, the Haskalah movement was very strong. And he was afraid that the Bochrim, the young generation, will be mushpa from... So his arbit was to build a big fat sitter. Every Bochrim should walk out of yeshiva being a fat sitter. So when he comes into the world, and the hashpah of the world we live in today is the same thing. There's hashpahs from moral decay, there's hashpahs, materialistic hashpahs, that a person loses his spiritualism. A person loses a little bit of his ruchnias by when he goes out into the veld. But if a person starts off with a fat sitter, he's a ben Torah, he's attached to a shul, he's attached to a rav, he's attached to a rosh yeshiva, he's attached to a yeshiva, to a makom Torah, then even though the environment tears out pages from the sitter, but something remains. Eb is bleibt. We hope it's 100 years since the Ketira of Reb Lezer, and Baruch Hashem, his children and grandchildren, his Talmidim, Talmidic Talmideim, Baruch Hashem Mashpia all over, the yeshivas, his tells continues in Kama places, in Chicago, in Cleveland, in Riverdale, New York. And Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Talmidim, that Talmidim from Reb Lezer went out into the Velde Rabbonis and other places, and the Mamshich, this Inyan of Avas HaTorah, of being spreading Torah, spreading Yiddishkeit, spreading Musar in the world. I would like just to say a Divri Halacha, a short Divri Halacha to Le'iloi Nishmosa. The Chinuch brings down in the last mitzvah of the Tayag mitzvahs, mitzvah Tayag is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Rashi Menachas Daf Lamed brings down that you could be yoytze the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah not only with writing a Sefer Torah, that's odif, that's better, that's minamufar, but you could be yoytz in the midst of tziva sefer Torah by buying a sefer Torah. Lekeach sefer Torah is also, and the mop he brings is a Gemara in Menachas Daf Lamed, Lekeach sefer Torah min ashuk, ki luchaytef mitzvah min ashuk. And Rashi learns pshat, and that means that he chapped the mitzvah by buying a sefer Torah. He chapped the mitzvah's yoytz, he's mekayim the mitzvah from tziva sefer Torah, just like writing a sefer Torah. The Ramah, in Yeridei and Ein Reish, paskins not like Rashi. He paskins that you cannot be yoytze the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by buying a Sefer Torah. You have to write a Sefer Torah. Buying a Sefer Torah, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. And his mocker is, like the Achronim bring, it's from a Rambam, because the Rambam, the Mitzvaschino brings it also, that the Rambam is mashmit, the din of buying a Sefer Torah. So you learn up in the Rambam, the Ramah learned up, that you're not yoytze with buying a Sefer Torah. Because they learn pshat in the Gemara, lekeach Sefer Torah min ashur, kilo choytev mitzvah, what's the lashon, choytev mitzvah min ashur? To say, kilo kia mitzvah of Sefer Torah. Choytev, so they learn pshat, choytev mitzvah min ashur means you're chapping Yenna's mitzvah. The one who wrote it, he has the mitzvah. Now you're chapping his mitzvah, but you don't get the mitzvah, you have no kia my mitzvah. That's the Ramah Shita. So we have to understand what's the machloikis here, Rashi with the Ramah, with the Rambam, if you yoytze the mitzvah with writing, have to have dafka writing a Sefer Torah, or buying a Sefer Torah is also good enough. So one of the makoris of the machloikis is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says if a person yarshins a Sefer Torah, if a person's father had a Sefer Torah, and he was nifta, and then the child or a relative yarshes the Sefer Torah, he inherits the Sefer Torah. The state in the Gemara, you're not yaitzer the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by yarshening the Torah. So Lachur affected the Beis Halevi, that Lachur it's a raya to the Ramah Shita, to the Rambam Shita, that just what's the difference between buying or yarshening? If you're not yoytze with Yarshini, you're not yoytze with Bai. Right? That's the Kasha Rashi from Yenna Gemara. So the Beis Halevi learns Pshat, that he learns it's a Machloikas Hasukas. The Gemara Menachis, Rashi learned up holes, you yoytze with Bai, and you'll be yoytze with Yerusha. The Sugi in Sanhedrin holds, you're not yoytze with Yerusha, you're not yoytze with Bai. And Rashi will hold, Halacha we hold, like the Sugi Menachis, he yaitzu with buying, and Yerusha also. That's how the Beis Halevi learns. The Pisei Tshuva, in Yeridei, learns, no, it's Cholok. Yerusha, where you didn't do anything, you weren't Tereach in the mitzvah, you didn't do any Tircha, you didn't do anything to Mekayim the mitzvah, you go, you're asleep, and all of a sudden next morning you yarshin the Sefer Torah. Then you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. But if you look carefully, the Torah, you put an effort, you give money, you're paying to buy a Sefer Torah, you're putting effort, there's a penalty involved, so the Pesachim Tshuva says, then you're Yotzei the mitzvah. Therefore, Rashi will hold the coin to Pesachim Tshuva, you're Yotzei with buying, but you're not Yotzei with Yerusha. Lekura, what is the Hezber in the Machloikis? So first of all, there's a Raya to the Shitas Rashi from the Rosh. The Rosh says a Chiddush, and the Mechaber brings it down Lahalacha there in Ayin Reish in Yeridaya, that he says only Bisman, before in earlier times, when they used to learn from a klaf, from a Sefer Torah, then the mitzvah is, Siva Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah. But this man in his time already, in the Rosh's time, when the Sefer Torah were put in the shul just for kriya, just to read the Sefer Torah, so then you yotzei the mitzvah of Tziva Sefer Torah with writing chumashim, other svarim. Because whatever Sefer you learn that the minig is to learn from, that's you yotzei the mitzvah of Tziva Sefer Torah. L'chura, voshteite and the Rosh. So they ask on the Rosh, how could the Rosh say all of a sudden, it wasn't conservative, that all of a sudden he's coming and saying that the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah is bottled, Bisman is there, since they don't learn a Sefer Torah should be bottled, and now the mitzvah is a Chumashim and Gemaris and others for him. Now the Pshat is like this. The Rambam and the Ramah, they learned that the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is a mitzvah Kipshute, to write a Sefer Torah. To write a Sefer Torah, it's a mitzvah. The Torah gave a mitzvah. Every yid has to write a Sefer Torah. The Chinuch, when he brings down the mitzvah, he doesn't say mitzvah lichtoiv Sefer Torah. He says mitzvah and tayag, and the mitzvah tayag. The Chinuch says the mitzvah sheyelei Sefer Torah. He should have a Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is not to write, the mitzvah is to have. Because the aside of the mitzvah the Chinuch learns, like we'll see later, even more mefurish, is to learn in it. You should have a sefer to learn in. So Amolagis, so the pshat is, so the mitzvah is, avadet, there's a Hebrew mitzvah in writing it also, but you makayim the mitzvah, see the sefer Torah is of the sheyelei sefer Torah, not sheyichtoi, sheyelei sefer Torah, you should have a sefer Torah. Because the having it to learn, that's the key of my mitzvah. So that's what the Rosh means here. The Rosh goes like the Chinuch, that the mitzvah is having a sefer Torah to learn. So he says, Bisman Amolagit side when they learned in the Sefer Torah, and the mitzvah was to have a Sefer Torah. But now that the mitzvah is don't learn in the Sefer Torah, learn in other svarim, so then you makayim the mitzvah with having other svarim. It's a mitzvah chatchil lichtoy, is a hidur mitzvah, or a yotzer mitzvah with having like the chidur. So that's the machloikis now, the Rashi and the Ramah. Rashi holds that the mitzvah, like the chinuch, the mitzvah is having a sefer Torah to learn. So what's a nafkamina of Zot Rashi if you write up? It's a mile, he says, to write it, like the Gemara says. If you buy a sefer Torah, so now I have a sefer Torah to learn, I'm a kind of mitzvah. Mashen kein, there are more holes like the Rambam, the mitzvah is ksiva sefer Torah, to write the sefer Torah. So having is not the mitzvah is writing. So I mean, Bailey Tain is buying, you didn't write. Yerusha, you didn't write. So you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah from Siva Sefer Torah. Thus Tain it, that's Luchura, the Hezber in the Machloikis. Luchura, what will happen nafkamina in how you learn? Beside one nafkamina we said is Lekeach, if you buy a Sefer Torah, Yarsha a Sefer Torah, like the Beis Halevi. That'll be one nafkamina. There's another nafkamina like this. What about Noshim? Are Noshim chayiv in the mitzvah of Tziva Sefer Torah? Or they're not chayiv? Are Noshim mechuyiv in this mitzvah? Or the Noshim aren't mechuyiv? Women are not mechuyiv in the mitzvah. So the Rambam says, Mefuriz, the Shagasai declares it. Shagasai declares the Shaila. and it brings from the Rambam in the back of Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam brings this mitzvah, mitzvah Yud Ches, it happens to be, which you have to understand why he brings it in Yud Ches. L'chur, the Chinuch is right, it should be Tayag, it's the last mitzvah in the Torah, Ketshuta. But the Rambam brings a mitzvah Yud Ches. At the end, when the Rambam says which mitzvahs are noshim chayiv and which mitzvahs are noshim potter, he says the Rambam holds a mitzvah yud ches, which is siva sefer Torah, noshim apotter. The Chinuch also says noshim apotter. So the Shaila fragged the Shagasaria, why are noshim potter? Look, it's not a mitzvah, says Shazman Groma. It's not a mitzvah. We know that noshim apotter are mitzvahs that come only from time to time. Yom Tovim, different mitzvahs. Or a mitzvah that's, to me, this a mitzvah you have to write a Sefer Torah is not attached to any zman, to any time. So why are noshim potter from the mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch and the Beis Halevi both learned the reason why noshim potter is because noshim cannot write a apostle to write a Sefer Torah. To mekayim the mitzvah ksiva, you have to either write it yourself or make a shliach to write it for you, like you do today. You write, you hire a sofer and he writes it for you. You mekayim with a shliach also. But we have a klal: any mitzvah you can't do yourself, you can't make a shliach. If you can't do it yourself, you can't make a shliach to do it for you. See, about Noshim, the Gemara says it brings a brisa that Noshim are apostle to write a Sefer Torah. If you write, you learn it from Tvilim, Kshatim, Ksavtim. So you learn out Noshim are potter from writing a Sefer Torah. So they can't make a shliach to write a Sefer Torah. Maybe they could buy, but buying, was saying, like the Ram and the Ramor, buying does not help. So therefore, Yerusha, there's no other way how they can be mekayim the mitzvah. They can't do it themselves. They can't make a shliach. Doesn't help to buy or to yarsha in any other way to mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, they're potter from the mitzvah. That's how the mitzvah chinuch and the beis halevi learn up in the Rambam sheet the why noshim apotter. But this is only a teretz if you hold that buying doesn't help. But if you go like Rashi Sheet that are buying help, so why should it be potter? Let them buy, say the Torah, and be mekayim the mitzvah with buying. The Torah, so the Chinuch says, the Chinuch adds, why are noshim potter? The Chinuch adds, not because they're potter. He doesn't say because they're potter to write the Sefer Torah. He says because noshim are potter in Talmud Torah. Since they're potter in Talmud Torah, therefore they have no mitzvah of tziva Sefer Torah. So they go in Shittasa. Each one goes in Shittasa. The Chinuch who learns that the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah to learn, that's only someone who's mechuyev in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he has a mitzvah to have a Sefer Torah to learn. Of a noshim apotter in the mitzvah of the learning, so they have no chiyuv. There's no mitzvah of siva Sefer Torah like the Chinuch. That's a rational. So even though he could learn, even though you could be yotzer in the mitzvah with lakicha, but I have no mitzvah noshim because they're potter in Talmud Torah, so they have no chiyuv to have a sefer to learn in. They don't have to learn. Mashen came to Rambam and the Ramor. They hold fakert. They hold the mitzvah is the ksiva, to write a Sefer Torah, nothing to do with learning. It's a mitzvah ksiva, so you can't say the teretz of the chinuch is the pot and Talmud Torah, so what? To have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. But they hold the shitosam, that lekicha yitak, if you have to write it, you can't be yaitza with buying. If you can't be yaitza with buying, and you can't write it, we made it a potter, because there's no yaitza for them to mekayim the mitzvah. So they go to Shittasam, the Rambam and the Ramor go to Shittasam that the mitzvah is the ksiva. So you have to come onto a new territory when Noshim are potter. They're not potter like the Chinuch because there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have a mitzvah of Talmud. I mean, they have no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the mitzvah has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. The mitzvah is the right. So therefore, the Rambam and the Chinuch learn, so why should Noshim be potter? You have to say a new reason that potter, because the apostle to write a Sefer Torah, and there's no etzer to buy a Sefer Torah, because of the mitzvah see, but there's no etzer to buy. Mashenken, like Rashi and the Chinuch and the Rosh, that they hold the mitzvah is to have a sefer Torah to learn. The third is the learning. So therefore, noshim apotah and talmud Torah apotah. They can't say the other pshat because there's no eitzah for noshim because they're possible to write, but let them buy. If the mitzvah is to have a sefer Torah to learn, they could have, there's an eitzah to buy, so they have to learn. But the shikosam, it's very good because they have no mitzvah of learning. They have no mitzvah of learning. They have a apotah. But could be it's totally one other shaila, if this teretz of the chinuch was the pot and talmud Torah. Because you really have to know if noshim are really pot and talmud Torah. Because the mechaber brings down mefurish that noshim make a birchas haTorah in the morning. Noshim have a chiyuv to make a birchas haTorah. So the shaila is, why do they have a chiyuv to make a birchas haTorah? The Beis Yosef says the reason I have a chiyuv to make a birchas haTorah is because they have their mitzvahs. They have to learn for their mitzvahs. Noshim have certain mitzvahs that they have, so they have to learn. So they have a chiyuv of the Beis Yosef. There's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah by Noshim legabe their mitzvahs, for their mitzvahs to have a din Talmud Torah. The Goyin argues, and the Goyin says, no, they have no mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all, even on their mitzvahs. There's no mechiyuv on them to learn, period. There's no chiyuv to learn at all. So how could they make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah? So it's just like the din is by mitzvahs eshas man gromer, that they potter on, but they can make a bracha. Because even though you say, Asher Kishon Mitzvah, the Tzivonu means a Klal Yisrael. The Tzivonu Klal Yisrael doesn't mean they bedafka. So there's a machloikis, the Beis Yosef and the Goyin is brought down in Mishneh Brura. In Bir Halacha brings it down Halacha. This machloikis, the Beis Yosef and the Goyin. And he says a nafkamina would be if Noshim could be moitzi and Noshim with Birchas HaTorah. Like the Beis Yosef, that they have a chi of Talmud Torah, like Abed Yemitzis, Mimel have a chi of Bracha, then they could be moitzi and Noshim with Birchas HaTorah. Mashengen, according to the Goyin, who he holds pshat, that the pot is Talmud Torah, they can make the bracha. They're not mechuyev to make the bracha, they can make the bracha like mitzvah says Shazman Groma. If you can make the bracha, but they have no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so then they can't be moitzi and noshim with the bracha, because they're Potter, there ain't a mechuyev, and the issue is a mechuyev. Ain't a mechuyev, can't be moitzi, a mechuyev. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. So Lachura, this whole pshat was saying that the Chinuch says that Noshim are put in the mitzvah, Ksiva Seva Torah, because the mitzvah is to learn, and they have no mitzvah to learn. That's only if you go with the Goyim's pshat. That even on their mitzvah, they have no chiyuv to learn Talmud Torah, even again to their mitzvahs. But if you hold like the Beis Yosef, that there is a chiyuv for their mitzvahs, they do have a union of learning, and therefore they have a chiyuv to make a birchas haTorah. So like them, you can't say noshim apot of ksiva sefer Torah because they're part of Talmud Torah, because they have a chiyuv in Talmud Torah legabi their mitzvahs. So therefore then you have to learn like the Rambam and the Ramah. The reason they have no mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah is because they're possible to write a sefer Torah and they can't buy. L'chur, another nafkamina is a nafkamina. The Minchas Chinuch brings another nafkamina. And he says like this. L'chura, if you hold, like the Rambam, that the mitzvah and the Ramah, the mitzvah is to write a sefer Torah, so then it's a one-time mitzvah. You have a one-time mitzvah in your lifetime. It starts when you're bar mitzvah. That's when all mitzvahs start. Zriza Magdimim starts when you're bar mitzvah, and it ends when a person is nifta. It's a one-time mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. You could do it any time during your lifetime. There's an Indian of Zeriza Magdimim, but you could be Mekayim the mitzvah. If one time in your lifetime you wrote a sefer Torah, you Mekayim this mitzvah. And then there's a shaila, what would be if a person didn't write in the last hoof of his life? He was an oinus, he couldn't write, he was sick, he couldn't do it. So that goes into a whole shaila of oinus being a makrin, if that's called an oinus or not. But I'll call upon him, that if you hold the mitzvah to write the sefer Torah, so then it's a one-time mitzvah in your lifetime to write the sefer Torah. But if you hold like the chinuch, And if you hold, like the Chinuch and Rashi, the Rosh, that the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah to learn, so then it's a mitzvah to meet this. From the time you bar mitzvah, till a person dies, he has a dink to say that, to have svarim with which to learn. That's your mitzvah, to have svarim with which you learn. And if the marshal, you have a tkufa when you don't have a sefer Torah or svarim to learn, so then you mevatel a mitzvah. At that time, at that period of time, you mevatel a mitzvah, so the mitzvah schema. She says, L'reisi, people that are nizer in dizach, the Minchas Chinuch says, because l'churu, when a person is bar mitzvah, till he gets older, he doesn't have anything to do with the mitzvah of having the Sefer Torah to learn it. So at that kuf, he's really being mevatel the mitzvah of tziva Sefer Torah at that kuf. So I was thinking that l'churu, you could say, that could be, this is from where the mocker, of the minig that we give a bar mitzvah bocha svarim. Where's the more? Why do we give a svarim as a bar mitzvah present? Because if you hold like Rashi, first of all, that you don't have to write a sefer Torah. The mitzvah is having a sefer Torah to learn in, and you yaitza with buying also. If you buy, you yaitza. And if you hold like the Beis Halevi in Rashi, that Beis Halevi says that even Yerushal HaLochalid Rashi will help. So you see, even without a tircha, as long as you have svara and you hold like the Rosh, like the Mechaba Paskins, you don't need a sefer Torah. All svarim, you're kind of mitzvah, it's even said they would all svarim. So it comes out that when you give a bar mitzvah bocha as present, a sefer bar mitzvah, so from that moment on, he's mekayim the mitzvah, tziva sefer Torah. And if you hold not like the Beis Halevi, you hold like the Piskei Tshuva, that says you're not yaitu with Yerusha, you need tircha, you have to buy. So then l'chur, if I give him a present, a sefer, l'chur, he won't be mekayim the mitzvah, because he didn't do any effort, he didn't put any effort into having the kiyum mitzvah. Then the eitz is, you give him money to buy a sefer. So now when you give him money to buy the sefer, so now when he buys the sefer, he's mekayim the mitzvah of tzivah sefer Torah. Okay.